Good afternoon. I want to thank you all for being us today in the teleconference. We're going to present the results of the first trimester of 2015. To make your life easier in the follow-up of this call, we have put to your disposition in our website in Celsia and in EBSA the trimestral results of the presentation of this teleconference. I would like you to invite to examine the results obtained between January and March of this year for the first trimester, where we incorporated during the whole period of the results of the operations in Central America. Thanks to these new operations, we registered in the business and the generation of 2.139 gigawatts per hour, an increment of 23% in front of the same trimester of the year before, that allowed us to participate with 11% of the energy generated in Colombia, 14% in Panama, and 3% in Costa Rica. I would like also to point out the result of this trimester were prepared in accordance to the application of international laws of financing, International Accounting Standards Board, which were applied in Colombia since the 1st of January of 2015. The results of 2014 have been re-expressed in order to make them comparable. At the end of this call, I'll make a recount of the principal economical effects of this implementation. However, I would like to invite you to consult the extra information of the effects of this adoption that are available in the trimester results. Operational results. Let's start out pointing out the most relevant factors of the operation in Colombia, which experimented high hydrological conditions in the market and very complex macroeconomical conditions. In page 5 of the presentation, you can observe how the hydrological contributions were 89% from the historical average, influenced by the condition, by the warm conditions that have been maintained in the Pacific Ocean during the last periods, which, according to the predictions of the international agencies, have a probability of occurrence for the whole year of more than 80%. The average of the predictions of the models for October is high. The value of El Niño have been observed during few opportunities since 1980, during the events of El Niño in 82, 83, 97, and 1998. These hydrological conditions impacted the contributions of the EBSA reservoirs, locating an 89% of the historical average, while in 2014 it had been at 131%. The minor hydrology also impacted the production of the minor centrales of Celsia, Hidromontañitas, Río Piedras, which generated in our hydroelectrical park was 21% inferior to the 1 year before. The minor hydrology of the trimester had an effect on the average price in the stock market, which locates at 186 kilowatts per hour, 12% superior to 167 kilowatts per hour from the first trimester of 2014. However, this increment did not reflect enough the dry conditions, higher costs of oil, and the devaluation of the exchange rate at plus 23% between the first trimester of 2014 and the first trimester of 2015, which impacted the costs of the thermic centrals in part of the incorporation of Hidro Sogamoso to the generation park. Additionally, the fall in the price of oil, the sign of the scarcity price, was above 450 during 2014, was reduced in an important way for the trimester, locating at 322, which cuts the purchases and the stock market for the agents with the obligations with firm energy. The pricing of the contracts with the destination of a regulated market, it's located at 147 kilowatts per hour in the trimester, 5% superior to the one registered during the same trimester in 2014. In the case of Zona Franca Celsia, presented an increment of 42% in the production of energy during the trimester. this generation occurred not just because of the necessities of the system, but also because of the obligation of gas consumption and the firm hired. It's important to point out that the organization had high levels of contracting oil for the first part of the year in preparation for the occurrence of El Niño phenomenon, which demanded a thermic dispatch to support the electric demand and some of the best levels of pricing. Meteoeléctrica, on the contrary, decreased its generation by 62%, because in 2013, extraordinary conditions to accomplish security in the northeast of Colombia did not present an entrance in Hidro Sogamoso. It's like this that in Colombia, 1.721 gigawatts per hour were generated in the trimester and 1.166 gigawatts per hour in contracts, and 1.076 gigawatts was generated in the stock market. This business in Colombia registered revenue for 391 billion, 7.5 superior to the registers in the same period in 2014. On the other hand, the demand of energy in the system in Colombia presented in the first trimester of this year an increment of 3% with respect with the year before. In the commercialization business, retail EPSA, the results are very positive, with a commercial demand that incremented by 8% in the trimester in front of the 1% in the same period of 2014. Thanks to higher consumption of energy in the commercial sector, industrial, regulated market, and new clients in the non-regulated market, the revenue received for connections for new networks distribution had an increment of 3% in front of the registered in the same period in 2014, thanks to the increment in the transmission regional system in the operations in Subestacional Férez 2. The business of distribution in Colombia registered 581 gigawatts per hour delivered in the trimester, and the revenues of the distribution and commercialization in retail went up by 220 billion, 11% superior by the ones registered in the same period of 2014. Let's look now to the slide 7, relevant numbers of the operations in Central America. The electric system of Panama went through a very positive trimester with confluence of minor costs of oil and the fall of the prices in oil and its derivatives, in the same way of a minor hydrology in accordance to the management of the reservoir by the National Dispatch. Bayano and Fortuna, two of the three reservoirs of regulation of the system, which Fortuna makes a part of, or hydrological part, registered levels of superior reservoirs in the historical numbers. However, they had a tendency of decrease that is typical of the summer. The marginal costs of energy were $100 megawatts per hour in the trimester, 65% inferior to the first trimester of 2014, given its high correlation of the prices of oil, which diesel went down by 9%, bunker did by 40%, and cardboard by 12% in front of the first trimester in comparison of 2014. The complex of Dos Mares, made up by hydroelectrical plants Lorena, Prudencia, and Hualaca, registered a generation of 97% superior to represented in the same period of the year before, but inferior to obligations of the higher contracts. The energy to support these obligations came from a contract backed up by energy in the purchases of the market spot to significantly inferior prices presented in 2014. This situation of major contributions and reservoir levels presented in 2014 resulted in a minor dispatch. In consequence, minor generations of our assets, Termical and Central America, where the generation of diesel of the oil on the margin in contrast to what happened in 2014, registered a fall of 27% in Catibá and 19% in Bahía Las Minas, in front of what was generated in the same period of 2014. Likewise, it allows us to accomplish the obligations hired in the purchases of the market spot in the different parts of the price. On the other hand, I would like to point out the behavior of the consumption of energy in the system incremented 7% in front of what was consumed in the first trimester of 2014, which resulted in a generation of the system in Panama of 2.291 gigawatts per hour, in which 29% was contributed by the thermic plants, 64% by the hydraulic plants, and 4% by the eolic plants and its self-generation. The eolic operation in Costa Rica reached a record monthly generation in January and the highest daily generation on the 15th of February with a factor of plant of 99%. The first trimester, it's included in the high season of wind in this country, where since January until April, in which the price is remunerated in energy, it's the highest according to the PPA and the ICE. US dollars 102 in summer, 140 in winter. Likewise, the incorporation of assets in the generation in Panama and Costa Rica offer operations contributed with 427 gigawatts in the trimester, locating its revenue in Central America by 152 billion. Financial results. As a result of what we talked about before, in the first trimester of this year, we reached consolidated revenue by 791 billion pesos, 37% superior to what was reached in the same period of 2014. From this revenue and consolidated generation represented 72% and distribution of 28%. The costs in sales of consolidated were above the ones the first trimester of 2014. Due to the incorporation of the assets in Central America, they represented 22% of the total cost for the first trimester. In contrary to the Colombian assets, they have higher costs for purchases, energy, and oil. In the Colombian operations, we had higher costs of oil for the thermic plants, not only because of the high volumes hired, like it was explained before, but also because of an increment of the gas natural price that is close to 20%. Likewise, the behavior, the devaluation, and the exchange rate impacted the total cost of oil by 23%. At the same time, an increment of other costs like the CERE and the cost of maintenance of the thermic plants. The variable cost of Flores 4 for this trimester is located at 210 kilowatts per hour in front of 145 pesos kilowatts per hour in 2014. Additionally, the costs, would like to point out that the purchases of energy is secondary to support a higher generation in hydroelectrical energy to a higher price in 2014, like it's been said. Also, higher purchase of energy in the commercial network from third parties incremented the costs by connection and networking. Finally, the costs for depreciation and amortization had an increment of 37 billion, due mainly for the incorporation of actives in Central America, assets in Central America and Colombia, and the incorporation of new assets and the generation and the distribution. In Central America, the purchases of oil represent 31% of the total cost in sales, the purchase of energy and power 27%, depreciation 23%, O&M 7%, and other operational costs at 9%. As far as the operational consolidated costs, this were superior to the ones obtained in the first trimester of the year before, due to the incorporation of expenses of operations in Central America that represented 15% of the consolidated expenses. Additionally, in Colombia, in the first trimester of the year, major expenses presented, like in the period of 2014, related to the continuity and the search of investments and impulse of projects of energy that are renewable and non-conventional. Changes in the directive committee and the commission of sales of retail business and real estate business not related to the operation. However, in front of the same trimester of 2013, an increment of expenses is just by 2%. In Central America, the expenses were inferior in front of the ones presented in the first trimester of 2014, thanks to minor administrative costs, legal, taxes, and consultancy, all of which originated a reduction by 9% in the EBITDA in front of the same period of the year before. However, it's important to point out that an increment of 37% presented an indicator in front of the fourth trimester of 2014, thanks to the contribution of the result of Central America and the positive results of the business of distribution and commercialization of energy in EPSA, which ratifies the positive effects of this strategy of diversification in the geographies and business. The EBITDA margin consolidated in the first trimester is located at 27%. Colombia registered a margin of 27% and Central America of 28%. In other revenue of the trimester, we'd like to point out the revenue of the sales of retail and of real estate businesses related with the operations by not related of the operations by 12 billion, while other financial income is located at 38% under the same period in comparison to the one available for 2015, compared to what occurred in 2014 when none of the acquisition of these assets in Central America had occurred. The other expenses went up in comparison to the same trimester of 2014 due to the levels included in the wealth tax and the companies which sum up to 40 billion given for the first trimester of 2014. It's well known that the liabilities of the first application in December of 2014. Likewise, the financial expenses, 63% were above the ones presented in the first trimester of 2014, which is explained with the inclusion of 14 billion associates of the company in Central America, from which 54 correspond to the debt of the companies in the operation side, 56% to the debt of the acquisition of these assets. Additionally, the financial expenses in Colombia went up because of the behavior of the IPC and the exchange rate. The differences in expenses and the exchange rate went from 3 billion of the first trimester of 2014 to 14 billion, mainly because of the register of the loss of the difference in Zona Franca Celsia, which reached 15 billion, while at the same period of 2014 it had been at 4 billion. It's important to point out that the income of difference in the exchange of investment in Central America is registered as a high value of the equity. The provision for the tax of rent was of 38% minor in front of the trimester of the year before. With all of the above, the income of the period was of 9 billion in front of 109 billion registered under the INF in the first trimester of 2014. Projects. Now I'm going to pass to refer to the projects that conform our current investment and expansion plan in Colombia. At the end of the first trimester of this year, we executed investments consolidated by 35 million. Like we informed in the last call, last 28 of January, it's formalized to the minor market, the commercial operations of Central Bajo Tuluá of 19.9 megawatts, which has a production, an average production expected of 117 gigawatts per year. The project registered a total investment of 152 million. In which the project of Cucuana, 55 megawatts, registered a total advance of 99% in the first trimester of 2014, period in which the in which all the maintenance of electromagnetic and national equipment was executed and dry tasks in the units and integration of substation of Kukwana. The execution until March was of 297 billion and its projects of the central will start operating in the third trimester of this year. In the distribution business, towards the end of the first trimester, investments were made by 7 billion, mainly because of the purchase of equipment as the plan of loss, the reposition of elements of substation and networks, and social environmental projects of Linea Calima Bahia. For the Porvenir project too, during the trimester, Proezas received a notification of environmental license in the first instance. The third parties intervened were notified and represented resources were declined by the technical area of ANLA. In this moment, the legal work and the analysis of the legal area and the expedition of the second semester of the year of the licenses are in progress. For 2015, the CAPEX consolidation organization and the budget, it's at 282 billion, from which 221 billion correspond to the investments in Colombia, 61 billion is investments in Central America. Among the activities to be done and the maintenance of the plants of generation, the ending of the Kukwana project and the last investments that were done in Bajo Tuluá, the expansion of distribution and other strategic projects for the optimization of the business. The perspectives for the following trimesters. Let's take a look at the landscape for the next following trimesters in relationship to the expectancy of the demand of energy in accordance to the last report of projection to the demand published by UBME in March of this year. The scenarios of the electric demand look very positive in the horizon with exchange rates of growth of 1.2 and 4.5. Keeping into account the maintenance of our centrals in Colombia, the second trimester of the year will in maintenance program for the central hydroelectrical Calima and inspection of combustion in Flores 1. In the third trimester of the year, maintenance schedule for Flores will be done, Flores 4. If the hydrological contributions of the first trimester were low, they were not compensated with the prices of the stock market. The intensification of the El Niño phenomenon for the second trimester and the rest of the year, combined with low levels of national reservoir, have caused an increment in the stock market prices in May, and it's foreseen that these levels will be kept all along the year, creating conditions that are favorable for our results. In front of the semester and in front of the supply of oil for Zona Franca, it has been done in conjunction with providers of natural gas with more flexible schemes of consumption in the short term. For the long term, the company continues working in the option of GNL, not only of the development of the terminal, but also working in conjunction with other generations of thermic generation and supply. This plan will generate new opportunities of business looking forward. In the business of commercialization, distribution of EPSA for the next following trimester is expected for some sectors to continue presenting major consumption of energy than in 2014, according mainly because of the incidences and of what happened in the El Niño phenomenon in the past year, in particular in the industrial sector, draining and of flooding sectors. Also, an incorporation of new clients for the development of projects of interest housing, VIPA. Likewise, in our area of new businesses, we keep supporting the supply distribution of energy with new renewable and non-conventional as a way of acquiring new clients for the long term with schemes that are sustainable. I want to refer now to the news that have been published in the media communication about groups and communities of Rio Achicayá against EPSA. As you know, in this process, EPSA has been attending since the occurrence of what happened in 2001 and continues developing all the required actions for the exercise of their rights. In this spirit, EPSA and some communities have been continuing developing conversations, looking forward an agreement for the solution of all its problems. Likewise, EPSA has registered a provision for 150 million billion that comprehends the value of the sentence preferred by the Tribunal of El Valle in September of 2009 and correspond to its update. In the regulatory front, the distributions and CREG continue going forward in the framework of activity remuneration. However, it's been extended for entrance times and the new regulation until 2016. In the transmission regional business, we'd like to point out that UPME started a new search of that it's very important for the expansion of STR and the area Caribe, in which through EPSA we will be very, very eager to participate. On the other hand, in the national development plan, we'd like to point out the formalization of the national project of national social interest housing that is strategic with the aim of promoting and facilitating the planning and development among others of generation that are transcendental for this country. Likewise, in this law, it was extended until 2018, in which high levels of support of the electrical prices for levels of social levels of 1, 2, and 3, and the increment of 100% in the value of the subsidizes of the electrical sector of $4 kilowatts per hour, $8 kilowatts per hour. In this aspect will have a consequence of an increment in the observed cost by the consumers. In relationship to the assets in Panama, towards the second trimester of this year, it's expected that the rain season will start. About the perspectives of the thermic operations in this year, region, if it's observed that a fall in the prices of liquid gas, carbon, keep being prioritary for the system, in which we expect a central carbon to continue being dispatched in cargo base until the centrals of liquid oil. The thermic central of the cycle combined continues offering an option in firm and support the system in generation of Panama. On the other hand, Costa Rica for the second trimester of this year, carbon of Bahía Las Minas is expected towards the end of the year to start an integral program of the intervention to improve reliability and availability of this asset. Additionally, cycle combined will have high maintenance activities in its unit of TG8. In Central Térmica Cativa, it's executed where maintenance its program in May and September, according to what's indicated by the supplier. In Plant Eolica of Guaneste is expected to start in May after ending the high wind season. Maintenance, mechanical, electrical, and others will be maintained in an escalated way for 55 aerial generators in the Eolic Park until December. Finally, in this part, I would like to reiterate that we continue exploring new options of growth for our businesses, in particular in other geography, as part of our strategy of growth and diversification of risk. Now I'd like to refer to the effects of the process and the adoption of international laws, NIF, for the company and its controls. As we know, and during the application of this new framework of laws, the adjustments have an effect in the balance of opening and the accounting of the economical acts, and in both. In the cases of fixed assets, it's now known that property, plant, and equipment as the group where more changes have been done. The balance of opening were considered employing the cost attributed to a reasonable value in place of the historical cost. The estimates hired for this matter have a higher value from the cost of $2 billion, from which the depreciation since 2014 incremented by 39 billion. The new assets that have been incorporated will be valued at cost and won't be evaluated until further tests. Likewise, the investments in the companies are not controlled registered a reasonable value with represent an increment of 252 billion, in which the investments are permanent. given the registered value in which property, plant, and equipment and investments are permanent, is presented a fall in which the estimated value is at 2.1 billion. On the other hand, the analysis of the inventory performed had a consequence in a higher value of inventory corresponding to 23 billion, and the inventory as part of the normal current on the other registered in the property, plants, and equipment. With respect to liabilities, the principal impact and the related with the deferred tax. According to NIFF, the method denominated method of liability, which considers all the differences that are temporary within the accountable basis, assets, and liabilities. The effect presented was principally renowned as the deferred tax liabilities associated with the cost attributed to the property, plant, and equipment, which is registered with a higher value by 460 billion. For the opening value, 43 billion of the accounts payable of the equity that had not been recognized as liability under the local accounting were accounted as real liability, reducing like this the equity. Finally, the company also reflected opening balances of value of liability in pensions according to NIC 19, including the benefits for the long term, which amortized until 2029, according to the normal local law. With this, an increment of the liability and pensions and retirement went up by 35 billion. Like this, the equity of the organization reduced in 237 billion, 8% less than the previous registered valued in the norm, local norm. To finish, as you know, from next Monday, I will leave the organization to enjoy my retirement. During these 9 years that I was the leader of the company with this great team, I had the fortune to count with your support, but overall with your trust to take Celsia to the place where it is today, and the business scenario, an electric scenario in the Colombian business, like in other countries we expect. And I'd like to express my most sincere feelings of recognition and gratitude. And I will also like to wish you success in your future activities and the development of new markets. My biggest satisfaction is that you keep growing with Celsia, supporting the investments of the company. Thank you very much to you all, and always count on me. Now I'd like to continue with the question and answer session. Thank you very much.